Take your ADHD business to the next level with Chad's Parents of Parent Family Training on ADHD, a certification program. Help parents in your community discover new techniques and how to manage ADHD across the lifespan. We've done the hard work for you. When you become a licensed partner, you'll receive ongoing customer and marketing support from Chad, course materials, training manuals, and much more. Help improve the lives of those with ADHD while growing your business. Become a licensed partner today. Visit Chad.org for more info. Click, join, get involved.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. We've got a great show for you tonight, the ADHD Entrepreneur, Finding the Right People to Help You. Well, it says entrepreneur in the title. This really applies to everybody with ADHD out there. And with us in our virtual studio is Neil Peterson. We're going to get to the meat of the show in a minute. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, July the 1st in the year 2015 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few quick announcements. Number one, the Success with ADHD Telesummit is right around the corner. It's kicking off July the 13th. I'll be presenting in that along with a whole host of other people, many of which we've interviewed here on Attention Talk Radio. I invite you to learn more about that by going to successwithadhdtelesummit.com. Next, the CHAD conference is near and dear to my heart and right around the corner. This year it's November the 12th through the 14th in New Orleans. You can learn more about that experience sign up or register for the conference by going to chadd.org. And with that, I think that's all of our announcements. Dr. Barkley has encouraged me to communicate to you the ADHDfund.com is a crowdsourcing site to raise funds for small-scale ADHD research studies worldwide. So if you've got $5, $10, or $1 billion, I encourage you to go there and maybe consider making a contribution. So with that, let's get on with our show. Due to scheduling issues, it was a pre-recorded show with Neil Peterson as a follow-up to an interview that we did with him not that long ago on a similar topic. So let's roll the tape, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Neil Peterson is a social entrepreneur. He's served in a variety of leadership positions in public, private, and nonprofit sectors. He was the CEO of the public transportation agencies in Seattle, Oakland, Los Angeles metropolitan regions, the CEO of the largest toll road network in California, a city manager, and a COO and CFO of a state health and human service agency, where he was responsible for the state mental health programs and programs for the disabled. In the nonprofit sector, he has served as a vice president of the Edna McConnell Clark Foundation, in addition to his efforts with the EDGE Foundation. And the EDGE Foundation is an organization that advocates and works a lot on behalf of those in the ADHD community. He's a frequent speaker, author of Embracing the EDGE. Peterson lives with his two children and who have executive functioning challenges of ADHD and dyslexia. And with that, Neil, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be with you, Jeff.
Now, Neil, we did a show a while back about being an entrepreneur with ADHD, and we talked about some of the things that about ADHD you think that's really, really helpful as an entrepreneur. And in the show, we talked about, you know, what you really need to support yourself, and we talked about really finding the right people. And so I want to focus today in on maybe some of the characteristics you need to look for in finding the right people, and then the really, really, really hard question of how do you actually find them. So first, can you describe to us, from your perspective, what types of characteristics are you looking for individually and collectively in a support team?
Well, number one, I think it's people that are enthusiastic and about your mission and believe in your mission. There's this. I think that's critical.
Mm-hmm.
That you've got to have that as number one. And then,
mm-hmm.
and then number two, I think you need to think through, whether they have the ability to deal with somebody that has your characteristics. We talked a little bit about this in the previous show. I mean, for example, many of us that have this issue, and me in particular, are highly, very impatient. How does somebody that's working with you, how do they handle that? Another example is, how do people handle the fact that you're going to work twice as hard as they're going to work and you're going to be sending emails at 3 a.m. in the morning? I mean, how's that going to be handled?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that issue. And then I think the third issue is just the particular skill sets that you're looking for, mm-hmm. whether they be technical in terms of legal, accounting, or marketing or what have you, and then you've got to make sure, I think the fourth area is making sure that there are systems in place that back up the things that you know you're not good at. So, for example, scheduling, paying bills, following up, and I can go down the list of things
yep.
that, at least in my case, I'm not really good at and I need some help on. And see, you've got to put all of that in the equation.
Mm-hmm. So just to summarize, one is they have to be enthusiastic and kind of believe in you. Two is they've got to – are they patient with your impatience? One is because of your energy level, somebody that's going to be able to deal with that and realize that, you're going to be going about twice as hard and not necessarily have a problem with that. And then somebody who has the skill sets, what you need. So, if you need somebody who has accounting stuff, that they have a little bit of that background. There's one other one that you had described to me that you didn't mention right here, and that's somebody who can capture your ideas and organize them. What's capture your ideas and organize them? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I had a boss once, he taught me that I give him a little hell every once in a while that he was, that I heard that he made a speech one night and said some things. And I said, hey, I had never heard a thing about this, but I understand you said so-and-so and so-and-so at a speech. He said, well, you should go to my speeches and take notes. And I've never forgotten that, because the reality is that those of us that have this kind of issue ideas are spurting out of us like sweat coming off of a body after a long run. I mean, they're just
yep.
coming off all the time. And you need to have somebody that's at least, if nothing else, writing them down. And then hopefully you've also got the time and the wherewithal at some point to sit down and say, well, which of these ideas do we want to work on now, and which ones do we want to put into the so-called parking lot for another day? So I think that's. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I forgot to mention that, but it's very important.
I love this great visual. These ideas spewing off you like sweat from a runner, and somebody there really kind of capturing that stuff and sit down and begin to filter some of that stuff, because there's. Their brain's all over the place. They have these great ideas, and some of them are not good ideas, but to capture some of those and then kind of sit and organize them and kind of pull those things together and say, there's a nugget here, and really kind of move forward. So these are definitely really good kind of characteristics. Let's talk about how do you find these people?
Well, I think you know, there's a little of sort of the law of attraction here. I think to the extent that you believe in what you're doing and are enthusiastic about what you're doing, and you're out there doing what you're doing in whatever, you know, role that is, it's going to attract others. And I think, you know, there's just some natural laws of attraction here, and people hear about you and what you're doing, the agency, and I'm a big believer in the 6 degrees of separation. Absolutely. Uh-huh. So I think, you know, I mean, one of the challenges that we've got right now, when I say we, I'm talking about the Edge Foundation, but I think the field in general is that, you know, how do we get the word out, not necessarily to recruit people to assist us like we're focused on here, but how do we get the word out about what the interventions that are out there that can be helpful to the families and the kids in particular that are struggling with this issue? I mean, I'm struck by the lack of ability to connect with those of us that are in this community. I mean, it's just, to me, it's amazing. And, of course, with your show, you are right on the forefront. You're doing as good a job as being done by anybody and trying to get the word out. But we've got millions of Americans who are just not aware, number one, of the issue and the impact it's having on them, and number two, what the options are for dealing with it, and then and three, where they can go to find those resources.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, Neil, you just sparked a huge insight. I want to pause because I want to kind of grab this and run with it here in a second. So I want to pause to go on a commercial. When we come back, I want to kind of talk about an interview we did with Wilma Feldman on finding a job and relate it back to what we're talking about, because I'd be interested to get your thoughts on it. So, everybody, to learn more about Neil and the Edge Foundation, go to edgefoundation.org, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Neil Pearson talking about ADHD and trying to find the right people to help you. Before the break, talking about finding some people that are enthusiastic about what you're doing, the ability or the patience to deal with impatience. We talked about helping kind of collect the ideas and kind of help you organize them and a little bit of translation stuff. And at the end, I was asking you the hard question, which is, you know, Neil, how do you find these people? And you started talking about the laws of attraction. And as you began to talk after that, I just had this flash. I was at the ADHD Coaches Organization not that long ago, and Wilma Feldman, I absolutely adore her. She's a great career counselor for those with ADHD, and I wanted to do an interview with her on finding a job. And because my personal feeling is all too often is people say, you know, the best way to get a job is really to network, but everybody then goes to resumes and job boards, and I really wanted to emphasize that networking thing gets overlooked. And as you described what you were talking about, I felt like there was a lot. You need to get out, and you need to interact with some people. And it's fascinating because when I did this interview with Wilma, it was off the cuff. It was unscripted. And you know, I was talking to her about it, and I said, you know, networking is the key. She said, right. And all of a sudden, she told the story that was amazing about a college student that she had had or that she was working with that, you know, graduated. And in networking, what they did is she went back to her college's alumni listing and found, I guess, people in the particular area that she wanted to go and called them up and said, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. I graduated from her school here, because she had that affinity, that identification, started talking about what she wanted to do. And she started kind of networking through those individuals and found an amazing job. And maybe I'm reading between the lines, but if you're going to find the right people, it does sound like you got to get out there and you need to do a lot of networking. And if you do that, that law of attraction will kind of help attract them. So you want to comment? I mean, does that make sense to you, or am I off a little bit? What are your thoughts?
Well, number one, I agree with your assessment of Wilma. I mean, and Wilma works. We work with Wilma on a day-to-day basis. She's terrific. On your point about the law of attraction and the networking, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I just think, you know, one other thing that we might want to add here that I think is very important, you know, it's to me, it's just as important as important as it is to find people. You were asking, you know, how do we find people that will work for you, et cetera. It's just as important to find people that believe in you. That aren't necessarily working for you, but who believe in you. That you've got people that you can talk to, and whether they're close friends or whether they're former teachers or whether they're a coach. I think that's just as important as finding people that are working for you or with you that are so critical. We don't spend enough time, I think, in particular if we're talking about entrepreneurs, of talking about the care and feeding of the entrepreneur themselves. They need to have those individuals that they can call from time to time and say, hey, can we just go have a cup of coffee? So that's another really important component of this finding good people. It's not just those that work for you and partner with you, but it's also those that believe in you.
So it's finding people that work for you and in and around you and maybe sometimes above you.
Yes, absolutely.
Never really thought about that, but that really makes a lot of sense. And as an aside, you know, we've done a lot of interviews with Dr. Barkley, and anybody listening to this knows I'm a big fan of, and he talks about how those with ADHD need to externalize organization and play. And that notion of having somebody you can go grab a cup of coffee just to talk, you know, just an open-ended where you can kind of talk out loud on an issue or a problem, many times can kind of get your thoughts outside of your head and make it easier for you to organize and put together. So I see a real value in kind of what you described.
Yes.
The notion of we need these kind of characteristics, we need to kind of get out and be networking and talk about some of these things and unturn some rocks, it seems to me that in our society today it's probably a little bit more difficult to do that because there's so much emphasis on the digital world. It seems to me it might be more difficult to network to find those people. Thoughts on that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, obviously the younger generation would rather, text than email, would rather text than have a phone call, and would rather text than meet in person. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. On the other hand, I think in general, I'm overstating it a little bit, but I think in general, those of us that have ADHD are often very social. And I just talk from my own personal experience. I mean, the more social contact I have, the more energy it gives me.
Uh-huh.
Instead of draining me, it actually gives me energy. So I want to seek out situations where I'm having human contact and interaction with others. So for example, I mean, would you rather watch a movie on a DVD in your bedroom by yourself, or would you rather go to a movie theater and then talk afterwards with the director of the movie and the other stars?
Yep.
I mean, I'm much more in the latter camp, and so I think the flip side of today's digital era that's good for us is that it makes it easier to find those kinds of networking opportunities and potentially connect with common people at a common interest. And so it's much easier now from a digital standpoint, but it still takes the energy to get up out of the chair and walk out down the neighborhood and go to the group meeting, you still have to do that. So it's on the one hand, it seems to be moving in the wrong direction. On the other hand, it gives us a tool that should make it easier if we continue to want to do that.
Yep. Well, I can tell personal stories for myself, and I do a lot of working. I mean, I need a lot of help, whether it's video and audio editing for my network type stuff, to my virtual assistant, to graphics people, to writing people. And I can tell you, finding the right person, at least for me, was very, very effortful. It required me to go out and kiss a lot of frogs, if you will, and there was a lot of trial and error in that process. And I know there was a period of time in my career a couple years ago where I was overwhelmed by it all, and it wasn't doing me any good just sitting there because it wasn't necessarily coming to me. But when I went out and then started talking I would do a lot of interviewing with people, like kind of not say it's an interview for the job, but I'd like to interview you on where you might fit into my organization. So I didn't necessarily have a position that they were interviewing for, but I'd say I interview for where you might fit my organization, and it was easy for me. I don't necessarily see a fit, but that process kind of helped me scour and get out and actually and bump into some stuff. And actually, it's been quite interesting. I've assembled quite a team right now that's kind of supporting me, and what's been real fun for me is after kissing all those frogs, the team that I found is relatively cost efficient for me, which was a little bit of surprising. So, Neil, I need to run to another break. I got a question for you to think about while we're on break and coming back. Is there anything that, like, we're talking about what you should do to find the right people? I'm interested in your thoughts on things that you shouldn't be doing that can kind of take you down to a dead end. So we'll talk about that when we get back from break. Everybody, to learn more about Neil and the Edge Foundation, and it's not really a question if you want to, I encourage you to do it, particularly the Edge Foundation. Go to edgefoundation.org, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Neil Peterson talking about finding the right people to support you. And before the break, we were talking about networking and getting out there. And Neil, I asked you, during the break, is there anything that comes to mind of things that you would discourage people from doing in terms of finding the right people?
Well, I think, you know, there are a couple of lessons that at least I've learned over the years. I mean, number one, I think it's important to trust your instincts. I mean, if it just doesn't feel right, I'm one of those guys that, I mean, I think it's, you know, more often than not, your gut feeling and your instincts are pretty good. So that would be one. Another thing is if the person doesn't bring you joy, why would you put yourself in a situation where every time you're oftentimes interacting with somebody and you feel down after the interface? I mean,
wow.
Life's too short for that. And So I would make sure that, you know, I'm getting some joy out of the and then a third thing would be that, you know, the interfaces you have where you, at the end of the interface, you want to say to the person, thank you. I mean, that's a pretty good signal that, boy, this is a productive relationship we've got here where you actually have some gratitude for the time you've just spent. So those are three sort of, you're not going to find the three things I just mentioned on an Excel spreadsheet, but they're things that, you know, at least I've used over the years.
Well, they're very, very insightful. I agree with all of them. I really like the comment is if they don't bring you joy, it's a difficult path. The only one that I might add just personally is communication style. Is if you're dealing with somebody and they want you to communicate in a certain way that's awkward, like for me, I've worked with some virtual assistants. I got to pick up the phone and I got to be able to have a verbal conversation. And a couple I've worked with before, they didn't really want to have a conversation. They wanted everything to come through them by email. While I certainly respect it, because that might be the way they were doing it, it was too difficult for me and to acquiesce and comply with their communication style. The one very short period of time I did it was very, very awkward and made it was, the person might have been good, but it was hampering my ability to kind of get some stuff done. So just a thought out there. Neil, before we kind of wrap things up, any other comments or thoughts that you'd like to share in this space?
Well, I you know, one other thing that I've learned over the years is I'm a real believer in trial and error. I mean, you gave my resume earlier, and it sounds like it's all been very successful. The reality is that, like in the private sector, there have been many startups that I've been involved in that ended up in Chapter 7 and Chapter 11. So, I mean, I probably have failed more times than I've succeeded, but I've learned probably more in the failures than I did in the successes. And even, you know, just giving a specific example, the Edge Foundation, a lot of the things that we're doing today, particularly in our school program where we're in these low-income urban neighborhood poorly performing schools, we've learned through trial and error. I mean, I'd like to say that in the beginning we had thought this through perfectly and we've been implementing just the program design that we had in place, but the reality is I think 80% of the stuff that we're doing today we learn through trial and error. So I would encourage everybody to embrace that and use it as a positive as opposed to a negative.
That's a brilliant advice. It's kind of funny. I wrote an article years ago called Failing Forward, the School of Hard Knocks. And as I described to everybody, you can go read the books all day long. But if you want to sit down and learn how to play the guitar, you actually have to put your fingers on the strings and you actually have to strum, and I can guarantee you're not going to get it right the first time. But if you keep failing over a period of time, you'll actually be able to do it. So that's really good advice. So Neil, I think we've about covered this topic. I encourage everybody out there is focus on the characteristics that you need. Go back and listen to the interview. Neil shared some great insights, but I think one of the keys is in finding those people is actually to get out and go find them, because they're not necessarily going to come to you, but if you get up and go out there and talk and do it up, as Neil described, the law of attraction, you'll end up finding the right people for you. So, Neil, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jeff, tremendously.
Everybody, Learn more about Neil and definitely learn more about the Edge Foundation at edgefoundation.org. And hope you enjoyed our show, and catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.